Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canto Cylinder's Q3 and 9M FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We'll initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening.
Yes, thanks. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I will begin by sharing an overview of our performance for the third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2024. Following, we will be having the Q&A session. We are pleased to report a steady performance in Q3 FY25, supported by an uptake in our domestic business, driven by healthy demand from CNG and industrial segments. Additionally, our domestic operations delivered an improved margin, aided by prudent inventory management and operational efficiencies. On a standalone basis, revenue stood at 244 crores, making it a year-on-year increase of 18.2%, with EBITDA of rupees 36.5 crores and a margin of 14.9%, reflecting the progress in our domestic operations. On a consolidated basis, revenue stood at 367 crores, a year-on-year increase of 11.4%, while EBITDA came in at rupees 39.9 crores, with a margin of 10.9%. PAT stood at 18 crores. International operations faced challenges, with margin impacted by the nature of order booking in the U.S. and difficulty operating environment in Dubai. Despite these challenges, we remain focused on enhancing operational resilience to define profitability across our global markets in the coming quarters. In India, the outlook of the CNG market remains strong, supported by environmental benefits and cost efficiencies. The steady expansion of CNG vehicle adoption, coupled with growing refueling infrastructure, reinforces CNG's critical role in India's energy transition. Additionally, emerging developments such as biogas, bio-CNG integration are strengthening CNG's position as a sustainable fuel alternative. The government's commitment to green mobility through incentives for biofuel, stricter emission norms, and infrastructure investments is expected to sustain the momentum of cleaner fuel solutions, benefiting overall demand for CNG cylinders. Additionally, green hydrogen continues to gain traction as a transformative solution in India's clean energy landscape, and as industries and transportation sectors move towards decarbonization, we anticipate significant demand in high-performance gas storage solutions, including hydrogen and industrial gas cylinders. We are well prepared to address this growing demand, leveraging our expertise in manufacturing high-pressure gas cylinders to cater to the evolving energy ecosystem. With robust operational and financial foundation, we are well positioned to capitalize on opportunities in the clean energy space. Our continued focus on innovation, operational excellence, and strategic expansion efforts with a drive on long-term value creation as a leading player in the high-pressure gas cylinder industry, we are committed to strengthening our market leadership, pursuing sustainable growth. With that, I would conclude the remarks and invite the moderator to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets when asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Deepan Sankara Narayanan from Trustline Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, what are the key drivers for 22% year-on-year growth in India business and also 5% plus Q1Q improvement in margins for India business?
So, you know, here in India, of course, you know, as you see, the CNG infrastructure is growing. So there is more CNG vehicles that are going to be plying. And now the CV business is also growing, which was subdued in the last 2 years. So we're seeing the growth is going to come from there. As, you know, the price rise for, of CNG did, you know, dampen that for some time. But now we're seeing that more, you know, with growth of infrastructure. So the CV business and the CNG business is, you know, continues to grow.
Okay. And as the inventory restocking cycle has begun for CNG cylinders used by commercial vehicle manufacturers?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And how is the current capacity utilization for domestic business?
We're still around 60%.
Okay. Any update on passenger vehicle customer addition front, sir?
The same customer base continues.
Okay, okay. And for USA business, so despite recording strong growth in revenues, margins has reduced to 5%. So what are the reasons for the same, and do we expect it to improve during Q4?
So US, you know, is a completely project-based business. So, you know, what happens is that you cannot be seeing the business quarter to quarter. It is more, you know, how the order book moves. So the order book is very strong, but the movement of the product, you know, on because we have a lot of defense orders and other things. So sometimes you have delays in the product movement. But the order book is good. And if you see on an annual basis, definitely you will see that how the business is growing, you know, and it's going to continue to grow. In the US, you know, now with the new regime, we believe that US is definitely, the US business will be definitely benefited from the policies that the government is coming out with now.
Okay. What is the kind of order book currently we have in USA subsidiary?
Around $30 million.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll join back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Reed Jain from First Water. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. So despite similar revenue in the previous quarter, on the consolidated basis, which is 357 crores, our power and fuel cost has increased by 20%, and also other expenses have increased by close to 20%. So, what is the reason for such an increase?
Yeah, good evening. This is Sanjeev Kapoor. In respect to power and fuel, I mean, I'm sure you're aware that from previous years, there have been increase in all the cost of all the items which go into power and fuel, that is PNG, LPG, and power, basic power. That is one reason. And other is, on a quarter-to-quarter basis, if you compare, you'll find that at sometimes it's a little higher because that's the, because of the production having been carried out, but the final output has the final finished goods have not been done, and this gets reflected in the inventory. So this is how the power and fuel is being, but it's well under control, and we are always finding ways and means of reduction in this cost.
Okay. And regarding finance cost, that has also increased. Last quarter it was 2.74 CR. Now it is 4.59 CR. So are we have we increased the debt level?
Yeah, we have increased slightly the debt level because what we wanted to push on the sales turnover. So obviously there's a little more funding gone into my inventory and debtors.
So can you quantify the debt amount?
Debt amount is total debt for the whole group is 140 crores.
Okay. Sir, and regarding GST notice, we have the liability of 127 CR.
Yeah.
So, have other players also received the notice, or we are the only one who has received this notice?
So it's an industry-related matter because everyone is following the same classification. The GST demand notice is due to difference in tax classification of CNG cylinders. And the department contends these should be classified under a different HSN, which is at 28%, and we have been classifying it under 18%. And it's a matter of interpretation, and there is no lapse on our part, and there are all multiple industrial players, we have received similar notices.
So all have appealed?
Yeah, yeah. So we are in the process of filing an appeal, and we are also pursuing various other legal routes available to us.
And in the press release, you have mentioned that there is some challenging operating environment in Dubai. So can you explain the situation? What?
Yeah, because Dubai caters to the market in Europe, in Africa, in Brazil, in all other areas across the world. So obviously, everywhere it's not so conducive the way we have it in India.
But we are setting up a new plant in Egypt. So
Egypt has separate dynamics where government is favoring that we should have a CNG unit there. So there CNG will get easily absorbed because we are pushing for CNG conversion.
Okay, got it.
So there we don't think that it should be a issue related to, you know, the turnover or the sales.
Okay, but since we have the spare capacity in Dubai, can we repurpose that available capacity to new geographies?
Yeah, obviously. So we'll be always be looking out for new geographies. But the overall environment in the global scenario is all, it's a wait and watch because the Trump administration is bringing in a lot many new policies. So people are on the wait and watch theory as of now. So which country will have which impact is not very well known.
Okay. And one more thing is regarding the USA subsidiary, you mentioned you have an order book of close to $30 million, right? Okay. And do you see this order book being maintained going forward due to new policies in oil and gas?
So we already said that the new administration of the Trump administration will obviously support manufacturing within US. So obviously there'll be more you know, orders coming to us because we have government companies who gives us orders.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Vidhi Shah from CR Kothari and Sons. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can I get the revenue guidance for FY25 and the kind of margins that we are expecting?
It should be better than last year. We'll not be able to give you any specific figures.
Okay, so can we assume that it will sustain at 14%?
It will sustain at 14%.
We are working towards that.
Right? Yeah. Yes, we are working towards that, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Ramakrishnan V, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Our domestic business is doing very well, but whereas we have a headwinds in the overseas market, and now we are putting further investment in Egypt now. So I would like to know that what is the total investment we have made globally? This is a, I think the global operations are very volatile. Why can't we bifurcate and deal with list the company, the global company as a separate company and the domestic company as a separate company, because we have seen some kind of growth in domestic market. It's very, even the quarterly is very volatile. So most of the investors, they don't like that quarterly, this kind of a volatility.
You know, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but the only thing is that, you know, these businesses, you know, have some value that they add, you know, to the total business. So, you know, separating them it might not be, you know, looking, you know, in the long run, definitely they'll be adding value. There might be some volatility, you know, in the short term, but in the long term, they will definitely be, you know, they will reward, you know, be rewarding.
So, what is the total investment we have made in globally?
Sorry.
Globally, what is the amount of investment we have done in our U.S. operation, Brazil operation? And Brazil, U.S., Dubai, and Egypt. And when the Egypt is going to come operational?
Yeah.
Are we supplying to Maruti?
So in September, we will, you know, the Egypt operations will come operational in Egypt in September 25. And what's the total investment we have made? International investment. Daran?
Hello.
Yeah, 1 second. Sorry. Yeah, you know, we don't have the figure offhand on the investment, is what we made in the last 2 years internationally. We'll just give it to you a little bit later on the call, yeah.
Okay. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Kaushal, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have two questions. The first one is that on the overseas business, we've seen that in Q3, the EBITDA has been around 3 crores. And if I just do console minus standalone. But overall, on a 9-month basis, the EBITDA for overseas business has been around 50 crores. So while I understand that there were some headwinds in Dubai and also, you know, there was some project-related this thing in US, just wanted to understand how do you account for revenues and profitability in the US business, which is like a, you know, project business.
It's more like project accounting.
So in line with the revenue booking, you should also book the P&L, right? I mean, the profit should also be commensurate.
Yes.
It's percentage of completion method, right?
Yes.
So, but it is not visible. I mean, if you see the console EBITDA, it is just 3 crores in Q3. I mean, 3 crores higher than the standalone EBITDA.
Maybe some projects have a lower margin. So that's the reason why, the EBITDA is lower.
Okay. And sir, with respect to this Dubai business, this is not a project business, right?
No, it's not.
So then, I mean, if you could just give us, I mean, quarter-on-quarter, what was the EBITDA for Dubai or quarter-on-quarter, what was the EBITDA for USA? It'll help us better understand this overseas business because there's a lot of volatility in the EBITDA.
So, you know, Dubai, of course, you know, it's the order book is, you know, being a little bit, you know, stalled because of the some of the customers have not picked up the product. That is some part of it. You know, the reason why we had the slowdown in the Dubai business. Yeah. And you sorry, the other question was?
No, so I'm saying the revenue. I was saying, could you give us like quarter-on-quarter EBITDA of, let's say, Dubai and USA business in your investor presentation that you circulate? So it will better help us understand the overseas business in terms of, you know, quarter-on-quarter, what has been the EBITDA? Because for 9 months, you've given that, you know, overseas business is typically 50 crores in EBITDA.
Mm-hmm.
But, in U.S. and Dubai put together. But for Q3, it was only 3 crores. So.
No, no. What we'll do is we'll just, you know, work out these numbers and we can share it with you later on this, you know, when we have them. We don't have them offhand here.
Okay. All right, sir. Yeah. That will help. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one.
There's no answer to it.
The next question is from Bhavin, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you share the status on Maruti? Have you got, have you started delivering to them, or what is the status on that?
No, no. We haven't yet got any orders from Maruti as yet.
But are we pitching there?
Yeah, we are pitching, but we are still, you know, waiting for business.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Ravi Jain, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, actually, I wanted to know, regarding USA business, this percentage completion method is being followed for accounting purpose. So revenue should be booked accordingly, and profit should also come likewise. But what I understood from previous con calls and this con call that we are saying that USA is a project business, and in the project business, revenues and profits are coming in a quarter and not coming the way percentage completion method. It's not coming in line with the percentage completion method. So just wanted to know how we are, matlab, accounting the revenues and profits for projects, USA projects.
Yeah, we are accounting as per the project method. But like we already indicated, that sometimes some projects may carry lower EBITDA or lower margins. So that will affect your basic calculation.
It seems there is a very significant variation in terms of margins project to project, very large variation. Because your profits, which we are seeing in this quarter, compared to what we have seen in the last quarter, there is a very significant variation.
There are always some additional orders which you get, which may be more revenue generating and profit generating. So whenever you account for it, you will get the profit or the margin over it.
And how long does it take to complete a project? What is the duration of the project when we call something as a project? What time period is generally considered?
Time period, one year to 18 months.
1 year to 18 months. Okay, okay. Okay, one more thing I would like to ask regarding this UAE business. What is the expectation for the next quarter and for the next year? How do we see growth coming in UAE?
So next quarter is definitely going to be better. But going forward, yeah, we are wanting to explore other areas also across the world. And obviously, we'll do better than this year.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you once again for the interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations at CDR India. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.